I love you, God. God is love, 1 John 4:8b. When the first of my six children was born, I held this gift from God in my arms and tried to thank him. There were no words, simply none. Nothing to express the overwhelming gratitude and thankfulness and joy. Nothing to describe the wonder of this new life, this living, breathing miracle, blessing my existence with her own. I held her to me and tried to formulate words of a prayer. Nothing came. I realized I would never be able to express this fire within of joy and thanks. Oh, I love you, God, I managed. I love you, God. Thank you. Oh, God, I love you. Tears poured down my face. I sobbed again and again and again. I love you, God. I love you, God. My husband grew concerned. I can't thank him enough. I sobbed harder. I can't tell him enough. As I held that sweet baby and whispered, I love you, over and over and over to her as well. How could I express it all? I was incapable, and so my litany of love to God and child. That baby girl is in her mid-40s, and I am nodding at the concept of being elderly. I think often of those early days of motherhood and those endlessly repeated words that were all I had. I look at this time in my later years as I try to sum up my thanks for a lifetime of love to me from God and my children. Again, there are no words. I love these now grown, amazing men and women with whom God has blessed me. All the years, all the joy and sorrow, with all my mistakes and failures in showing that overwhelming love. My love for God was so small compared to this gift from him in them. I am overcome. I am reduced to no words again. At the end, as at the beginning, I weep and whisper, oh God, I love you, God. Oh God, I love them so much. My Father, I love you so much. Thank you, thank you. Oh God, I love you, God. I love you, God. And finally, I understood that at the end, love is all there really is, and it is enough.